I'd like to call to order meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education on May 20th, 2019. I would like to ask you please stand as Wildcat Company presents our colors, and then I will lead you in the pledge to the flag. And you may be seated. Thank you. First on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. I'd entertain a motion. Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving to special reports and presentations, we'll start out first with our good news segment. Mr. Stevens, if you'll start us off, please.
Very good. Thank you. We'll start with Glenwood. During the Teacher Appreciation Week, the Glenwood PTO always provides wonderful surprises for the Glenwood staff. This year, the staff at Glenwood asked the PTO to honor the hardworking teachers and staff of the Secret City Academy instead. The Secret City Academy teachers were treated to a gift card drawing and breakfast during the first week of May. Bravo, good for them.
Ms. Eagle.
From Jefferson Middle School, Isabel McGill, a seventh grader at Jefferson, created a map titled Tennessee Valley Authority Locations. Her map won the Tennessee AGO mapping contest for the middle school division. She will receive a certificate, a plaque, and a $100 Amazon gift card. Her map will also be entered in the AGO National Middle School Competition. And that's good news.
Well, my good news is kind of both good and bad, depending on which side of the line you might be standing on. So Dr. Beckendorf, would you stand up, please? As most of you probably know, this will be Dr. Beckendorf's last meeting for this Board of Education, as she has accepted a position as superintendent, director of schools, whichever they call it, in superintendent. In the state of Washington, and will be leaving there soon, going for there soon. I could take a longer time in this meeting than my colleagues on the board would like for me to take, so we can move on to expound on the things that you have done for our district. So I'll make this very simple and to the point. Your being here has made a difference in our district. Our students are receiving a better education because of the things you've contributed to giving them and our staff the opportunities that they have. We thank you greatly for that, and I'd like to ask the audience to join in giving Dr. Beckendorf a round of applause.
I
And you may sit down. I'm not going to ask you to say anything at this time. Ms. Webb.
Robertsville Middle School, congratulations to the RMS 5th and 6th grade orchestra who competed at the Music Showcase competition at Dollywood on Saturday, May the 4th. Both groups received superior scores and won first place in their categories. The 5th grade also won the overall elementary group, and the 6th grade received a special section award. The Tennessee Valley Authority, in partnership with the Bicentennial Volunteers Incorporated, which is a TVA retiree organization, recently awarded a $5,000 STEM education project to Robertsville Middle School. The RMS Dream It Do It team competed against five other middle schools in Anderson County, winning third place and $500. The award was given at the 2019 Dream It Do It ceremony on May 7th at the Y-12 New Hope Center. The RMS team visited Techmer PM in Clinton last October and captured video while touring the plant. The seven-person team worked well together with a strong third-place finish, and the Dream It Do It team learn about manufacturing and discover how it offers clean, stable, and lucrative career opportunities.
And that's just some of the good news that's taking place in our district. Moving on, again, depending on which side of the line that you stand on, this next section, recognition of retiring staff, is good for some and not so good for some. As I was signing the certificates for the retirees, for those who are here tonight to be recognized, and we appreciate that, and for those who are not, I totaled up the number of years that they have dedicated educationally to the Oak Ridge schools, and it's 215 years that they have dedicated. That's just hard to imagine. But we're going to recognize some of those outstanding educators. As I was saying earlier, as John Ward said, when he got ready to retire from broadcasting, he was very simple: it's time. So I would ask the board to join me, if they would, at the podium, and we'll move forward, Dr. Borchers, with that. And OREA is going to come as well.
All right, couldn't have said it better, Mr. Chairman. It is a night of mixed emotions. I'm going to go to my script here and give everyone kind of the directions for doing this. This is something we do annually, and then we'll start recognizing our retirees. So a number of staff members are retiring from the system this year. Some have chosen not to be recognized at tonight's meeting, and as much as we would like to acknowledge their service, we have honored that request. However, we do have five outstanding staff members here tonight whom we'd like to recognize. We will ask them to come to the podium as I call their names and make a few comments about each one of them. You'll come up front and remain there throughout that presentation. Mr. Fellauer and the board will make a presentation on behalf of the Oak Ridge Schools, and Mr. Peter Blair, president of OREA, will make a presentation on behalf of the association for their members. So, without further ado, up first is Lisa Ferguson. So, Lisa, if you would come forward. Lisa began teaching at Oak Ridge Schools in 1998 at Oak Ridge High School until present. Lisa has served on numerous committees that include SACS accreditation, assistant principal search, teacher interview committee, curriculum design, textbook adoption, and leader of professional learning committees. Lisa has served as a mentor to many teachers, new hires. Lisa has been a member of the Tennessee Foreign Language Teachers Association for 33 years, a sponsor of an organization that recognizes students who have excelled in Spanish, and has served as a sponsor for the Compassion Club that raised funds to support students in Central and South America countries. Lisa has served as a liaison for the English Language Learner Friends program that involves the high school students tutoring at Willowbrook Elementary, and has chaperoned students to Spain and France to enable them to experience the culture and use their language and abilities. Lisa has felt very blessed to teach nearly 4,000 students over the last 35 years. Her hope is that each student gained an appreciation for the Hispanic culture and for the ability to communicate in a second language. It is her prayer that many of those students will be able to help others by utilizing their language abilities to impact the world. In her retirement, she plans to be involved with medical mission work locally and abroad. She'll be working as an assistant to her husband in their company. Finally, Lisa wants to enjoy spending time with family and friends in various parts of the country, with plans to volunteer with various groups and ministries in the community. Please help me congratulate Lisa Ferguson. And up next, we have David Goforth. Come on up, David. David began teaching at Oak Ridge Schools in 1984 at Woodland Elementary. Since then, he has taught at Willowbrook, and in 1986 went on to Robertsville Middle School. In his 33 years at Robertsville, he was enjoying work with staff that support each other and truly exemplifies the concept of children's first education that defines Oak Ridge Schools as the best in public education. In his retirement, David plans to have more grandpa time with his grandchildren. Let's congratulate David.
Thank you. It's a lot of
work.
Up next, we have Steve Reddick. Steve has been teaching in Oak Ridge since 1984, back when Jefferson Middle was Jefferson Junior High School. He taught world geography, Tennessee history, and American history. He has been teaching eighth grade American history since 1995. In his 35 years at Jefferson Middle School, he has greatly enjoyed educating and coaching his students, as well as working with incredibly dedicated teaching staff. He fondly remembers helping with Jefferson's annual trips to Colonial Williamsburg. His accomplishments in teaching include being selected 2018 Oak Ridge Teacher of the Year and becoming a member of the University of Tennessee's Educators Hall of Fame in honor in 2017. Going forward, Steve has plans to complete a multi-year family history project and start many other writing projects. Steve is planning to do more running, hiking, bike riding, and reading. In addition, Steve will be helping with history outreach projects such as teacher training, adult education through Oracle, and teaching Sunday school. He wants to learn more handyman skills and, more importantly, finally learn how to say no. Please help us thank Steve Reddick. Up next, we have Patricia Hensley. Patricia began her Oak Ridge Schools career at Glenwood Elementary in 1984 as a kindergarten teaching assistant. Since then, she has taught at Jefferson Junior High CDC class during the years 1999 to 2003 and went on to work at the Oak Ridge High School CDC class until present. Patricia said the highlight of her career was to see special education students selected to attend the Shanghai, China for the International Special Olympics. In her retirement, Patricia plans to walk her dog, read a book, and spend time playing with her grandkids. Let's congratulate Patricia. And our final candidate tonight, Phyllis Moy. Phyllis began her Oak Ridge Schools career in 2008 when Secret City Academy was the alternative school. Since then, Phyllis has worked at Oak Ridge High School until present. In her time at Oak Ridge High School, the highlight of her career was sending out 2,000 plus transcripts and getting records on file since 1945 digitally imaged with the help of Mr. McDonald and Mr. Lay. In her retirement, Phyllis plans to travel, take classes, and spend time with the grandkids. Please help me congratulate Phyllis.
Please join me in thanking these outstanding educators and individuals once again. Oh, they didn't tell you had to stay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Next item on the agenda is the public forum. Public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments, or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on then to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, moving to items for action. The first item is the adoption of our FY20 budget, and this would be on second reading. Once again, this budget process, from the board side anyway, has been extremely smooth. That is a compliment again to Ms. Smith and your staff and to our administrative staff for putting in the hours figuring out how we're going to do this within our budget. Again, it doesn't mean everything is where we would like for it to be financially. We still have issues that we'll work on through our needs and maintenance areas and other areas as well. But again, it has been a smooth process, and this will be presented officially at City Council on June 3rd, I believe. That will be their first reading at 7 o'clock. So if you can attend, board members, on that night, much like our budget on first reading, if there are things that are going to occur, that's more than likely when they're going to occur than on second reading. So if you can attend, that would be great. So, Dr. Borchers, a recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the adoption of the FY20 budget.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers, any comments?
I think, you know, we've had many work sessions, lots of presentations, some great discussions throughout this budget process, and also another thank you to Pat and her staff. I think it's been extremely smooth, and proud of what we have presented to the board.
Any comments or questions from the board or anyone in the audience? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is approval of the FY20 budget on second reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is FY19 budget transfer number 3. This is also a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY19 budget transfer number 3 as outlined on the attached information.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Again, a second reading. This was had to do with third quarter realignment of salary benefits, revenue expenditure budget for the Oak Ridge Schools Foundation grants, and just some routine budget transfers and revisions.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is approval on second reading of budget FY19 budget transfer number 3. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item C on the agenda is FY19 budget transfer number 4. This is a first reading on this item. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY19 budget transfer number 4 as outlined on the attached information.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers?
This transfer also includes some routine budget transfers to align with instructional programs and needs, establishes a budget for some of our preschool grants, as well as our Read to Be Ready summer grants, and some other alignment of grant transfers and realignments.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, on first reading, approval of FY19 budget transfer number 4. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, item D, board policy 4.209, alternative credit options. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.209, alternative credit options.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers?
This is second reading, and it's probably just the right timing for Tracy's last board meeting. All of the time that she put into this policy, as well as the admin procedures that she's doing on her way out the door, she has really dug into this, and appreciate her efforts on this.
Comments from the board? Hearing none, this is a second reading, approval of board policy 4.209, alternative credit options. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Pardon me for going slow here, my computer has quit. So I'm gonna have to go off of this one. Okay, item E, work ethic distinction. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of adding the work ethic distinction for student recognition at graduation and in the workforce.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Very excited about this item. I hope the board has had time to read through the document, and it's been a couple years probably in the making, behind the scenes conversations, Ms. Cross and the high school, myself, and really this is just that designation for those students that are doing the right thing, that are trying to look to have their resume put on top of a pile for our Tennessee employers, and they have indicated that they would give preference in interviews to students that have this work ethic designation. And just for our public, in order to get some of these, some examples include evidence of good attendance, discipline, GPA, drug-free status, participation in CCTE coursework, and on and on. So just another opportunity to recognize students for doing the right work and to help them have a leg up on the competition when they walk across the stage.
Ms. Agle.
I have two questions, please. The overall GPA standard, it's specified as unweighted. What was the thinking behind that? Shouldn't we actually reward those students who are taking honors or advanced classes that would have a higher weighted GPA?
Ms. Cross, Tracy, do you want to take that question?
I can try, and then I'll let Holly jump in. These the work ethic diploma, it comes with guidance from the state, so we were following the state's recommendations on this. One of the reasons the state likes to have kind of a similar standard across the state is so that the work ethic diploma means the same thing no matter which high school you get it from, and the weighted GPA can actually be slightly different from school to school, depending upon course offerings, and also if they have advanced classes, which are kind of somewhere in between a regular level and an honors level. So are there a lot of different ways that a high school might be different than another high school when it comes to the weighted GPA, but the unweighted is supposed to kind of level the playing field. But you're making a really good point. that obviously it really matters if somebody takes honors and AP coursework. It's just that GPA standard. They're trying to have a standardization across the state, from my understanding.
Okay, and my other question is regarding the drug-free standard. It says student voluntarily presents written proof as being drug-free. I wouldn't know where to get that. So will information be provided to the students as to what kind of written proof is acceptable and where they would get it and what it costs?
Holly will be monitoring this. We're actually hoping that that one won't be the major way that people get this work ethic. You have to have 20 points overall. Our attorneys have told us that being in the business of asking kids to get drug tested isn't a great thing for us. But
well, no, I understand, because it clearly says voluntarily presents. Mm-hmm. But if I were a parent,
you'd wonder how to do it.
I wouldn't know where to go to get that.
Yeah, we'll have to provide links to that on the webpage and access to that information. But obviously, you know, we can't be in the business of that, but we will provide them information about it.
I think you answered this question, but the value or the points that you earn for each of those items has been predetermined by the state.
Yes, sir.
Other questions? Motion on the floor is approval of work ethic distinction. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the FY20 consolidated funding application. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 consolidated funding application.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, this is something we do annually, and just fitting again that Dr. Beckendorf gets to go out tonight with the consolidated grant up here for the agenda. But all the detail is in there from the attachment.
Questions or comments from the board? Motion on the floor is approval of the FY20 consolidated funding application. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item G, annual copy paper purchase. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the bid and purchase from American Paper and Twine in the amount of $37,592.80 for the FY20 annual copy paper purchase.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
Again, this is something we do annually, and you can see from the attachment, American Paper and Twine, again, had the low bid that met specifications.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, motion is approval of the annual copy paper purchase. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item H, payroll deduction for Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation donation. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of establishing a payroll deduction for the Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation donations.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
This is an item that was brought forth by the foundation and Jessica Steed. Jessica and I meet monthly, and one of the ideas to make it easier for staff to contribute to the foundation would be have a payroll deduction option. This would be almost identical to how we do payroll deduction for United Way. So we figured if we were doing it for United Way, we surely could do that for our local education foundation. So Jessica has met with Pat, and Pat has made sure we're going to follow all the things that we need to.
Questions or comments from the board? And our board policy says that the in order to do this, it has to have board approval, correct? Motion on the floor then is payroll deduction for the Oak Ridge Schools Public Education Foundation donations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item I, FY20 CTE Perkins Basic Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 CTE Perkins Basic Grant.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
Again, this is something we do annually, and this is the basic grant, and we'll follow up with a Perkins Reserve grant after this.
I don't have my computer right here in front of me, so I'm going to try to remember what I made note of to ask you, and I'll do the best I can. I just don't remember, so I'm going to have to ask. Is this amount for this grant holding its own, or are we seeing it deteriorate a little bit over the years? That was my question, which I couldn't remember. The grant is always based on our enrollment. Questions? The motion is approval of the FY20 CTE Perkins Basic Grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, FY20 CT Perkins Reserve Consolidated Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 CTE Perkins Reserve Consolidated Grant, including new skills for youth, middle school focus, lab equipment, and industry certifications.
We've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, as is customary, Ms. Cross is trying to get some more grants for our district, and this is exactly what you're seeing here.
Comments or questions? Motion is approval of the FY20 CTE Perkins Reserve Consolidated Grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Item K, Discipline Code of Conduct Handbook. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 2019-20 Discipline Code of Conduct Handbook. Changes are noted in red. Go ahead.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
We had some late second additions. They all make sense, and you have a handout at your chair. But I'm going to ask Dr. Beckendorf just to briefly give you a summary on what that change was.
Yes, and we apologize for the late modification. But what had happened is we had received some parent feedback this year that they got a little bit confused about a part for technology on the inside of the handbook and then the Access Oak Ridge handbook at the end. And so Holly actually did a really good job integrating the two. And so rather than having two technology sections in the handbook, we're putting it all together in one section. So unfortunately we gave that to you a little bit late, but it's the same content, it's just blended together instead of in two separate sections.
Questions on either that portion? I mean, that certainly makes sense to put them together. When this is reviewed, Dr. Borchers, who generally reviews this handbook to make sure we're legally where we need to be, we're within the confines of the standards for the school district? Who does that?
You know, we have this process every year. Dr. Henderson leads up this charge with the handbook, going to the law conferences, making sure we've updated everything that we've learned at these conferences. Principals are allowed to take a look, offer feedback. So every year we have this process of making sure we're, one, updated with the TSBA changes, and then offering and getting and receiving feedback from our building principals.
It made note on there that we're within the handbook. We are corresponding now to our truancy standards. If
yes, sir, it has been updated, and that is our new policy that we're actually enforcing 90% of it this year, with the exception of how many days you have before you're invited to our truancy review and support meeting. But next year we will be doing the new policy 100%, and that is worded correctly in there.
Other questions or comments? Mr. Stevens.
I would just, it's a very well done document and understanding how complex it can be. And my hat's off to Dr. Henderson and all of her work to put this together and try to make it as comprehensive as possible. Every parent, definitely should take the time to go through it at their own pace, of course, because it is very comprehensive, and it's an effort to make it as straightforward as possible for teachers, parents, staff, any and all that are concerned about the children, their behavior, the overall culture of the school is outlined very well in this document. We're always open for improvement, so no matter whether you're a parent, staff, or whomever, if you see a way or have questions, please ask away and feel free to do so. That's the only way this kind of document dealing with a multitude of human behaviors can improve. So thank you, Dr. Henderson, and all the staff that contributed for this document, because it's so very important, and it's the overall baseline of expectations that we're expecting from students, staff, and everyone. And I just like to say, well done. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Well stated. Other comments or questions? Motion on the floor is approval of the 2019-20 Discipline Code of Conduct Handbook. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, item L, is the Studer Education Agreement. Dr. Borgers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Studer Education Agreement.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borgers.
As I've shared with the board, we have, I wouldn't call them multiple initiatives, but we have our Keys to College and Career Readiness. We have Oak Ridge 2020 and other district-related kind of improvements and focuses. And since Oak Ridge 2020 is right around the corner, we believe it's important that we take a hard look at the two initiatives that we have going, the key performance indicators. So what this group will help us do, we'll really be able to engage our district leadership, our stakeholders, in the development of what's called a portrait of a graduate. We're also members of Ed Leader 21. That's something we've been doing for the last year. And we believe by combining our Keys to College Career Readiness, combining Oak Ridge 2020 under a single purposeful vision for our district moving forward is the right time to do that. So this group will help us focus and facilitate some of that process. We became aware of this process through a lot of Tracy and Kelly's work with Tellen and the Carnegie Foundation and the learning sciences that went on with literacy at Willowbrook, which led us to a district in Wisconsin that Tracy's been to twice, the last time paid for by SCORE, I believe it was. Or that was the Tellen. Okay, paid for by SCORE. And we had already been there, but it kind of reaffirmed our focus on where we should be heading. So all of these things kind of came together and trying to pull this together with the help of Studer Education.
Comments or questions? Ms. Hagel.
Is this something you envision as a one-year effort, or how many years do you see this going on?
Yeah, typically I think we have a three-year kind of commitment to Studer Education. It can be ended within 30 days at any time, so if either party can say, hey, this is working, it's not working. So if we got through year one, which I doubt is going to happen, we have some pretty amazing people I think slated to help and facilitate for us, but either party could walk away after 30 days with 30-day notice. But truly, to engage in this work, this type of in-depth continuous improvement, it does take 2-3 years' time to see these processes be put in place to really see some improvement. But there is an out clause, and Mr. Giordano has made sure that our contract is clear in that regard.
Other comments or questions? You know, I think can't say that I think this is one of the things that this does. I can hope this is one of the things that this does. But you know, and I look back when I was teaching, you could not go to your filing cabinet and pull out the folder for this particular lesson year after year after year after year without some modification, and because it got stale. Well, what we've done so far with Oak Ridge 2020 and Access Oak Ridge has taken us to a certain level, but it is time to not necessarily reinvent, but bring in new resources to take us on forward. Plus, as a board, it would give us a new exciting format to speak to the community about and in other areas about as well. So I think this is the right step to move in this direction.
And we will continue as we get into this work. We'll come back and report back to the board on where we're at, what we're doing, and then obviously at some point that would go public and we'd get some feedback there as well. But initially it'll be talking to administrators, really all of us together, principals, executive committee, working together to do what you just said. Look at where we're at and then kind of have a vision for where we're going forward in a really clear, concise, aligned way.
You know, a lot of organizations that have strategic type plans and follow them, as an example with Oak Ridge 2020, certainly would be easy to say, well, we've reached 2020, we've done this, let's stop. We've completed that. And so this gets us beyond that.
Yeah, we'll be moving forward, yes.
All right, motion on the floor is approval of the Studer Education Agreement. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving next to items for information, you have hopefully reviewed the 2019-20 Board of Education meeting calendar. Always keep in mind there are times when sometimes those dates change, but for the most part, we pretty much stay to that schedule. Any questions about that? Okay, moving on next to attendance and kind of tying in with that enrollment as well. Mr. Lay, any comments you would like to make in that area?
Just as we compare, we are, once again, we're still 47 students ahead as far as enrollment this year. In comparison to this time last year. So we're doing well there. And the thing I noticed today is our graph is just about complete. We had no areas where we surpassed a former absenteeism rate. So we are definitely going the right direction. And this Friday will be our final truancy review and support meeting of the year. We have invited 24 families, and that will be at Jefferson Middle School at 10 o'clock this Friday.
Any early projections other than what we've seen in the budget preparation on next year as far as a sudden surge that we might not know about of new students?
At this time of year, we're gathering kindergarten numbers because we have kindergarten enrollment, and it is very clear we are not going to have a small kindergarten group. So if that's any indication, we're going to see growth, and it's more difficult to predict those families who will be moving in over the summer. But I can say with confidence, I don't see enrollment being lower next year than what it is. We're only going to grow.
Any comments or questions? Again, I think our efforts in truancy and attendance and being in school is paying dividends. It's not an overnight process by any means, but we've got to keep the focus on it and continue moving forward, and expect to see those numbers continue to decrease. Thank you for your efforts on that. Comments or questions? Okay, financial report. Any comments or questions there? Okay, items for discussion, old business or new business, communications. Would remind the board of some pending dates. These, by all means, are not the only things that are occurring at each school as we get close to the end of school. A lot of events going on at the individual schools, but particularly as we move toward graduation. On the 21st is Honors Night. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. On the 22nd, the Wildcat Company and our junior ROTC is having its banquet and awards night. The banquet starts at 6 and the awards start at 7. On the 29th is at 7 p.m. is convocation. On the 30th is graduation. We've already mentioned June 3rd is first reading of the budget for City Council. And then our next board meeting will be June the 17th. And I probably have left some things out, but that gets us at least moving in the right direction. Well, let's move forward with the remaining time and continue to do a good job in each of our buildings, as I know we will, as the excitement begins to build. And the seniors particularly, I guess they're out this week. Are they already out? Friday's the last day for seniors, I think.
Mr. McDonald, I'm sorry, just a question. Seniors' last day is Friday?
Seniors' last day is Thursday.
Thursday.
Do we know at this point in time the number of graduates we'll have yet? Or there's still some flux in that, perhaps?
All of them that have made their graduation requirements will participate in graduation.
That's a nice political answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And very appropriate. Thank each of you for being here, and we are adjourned.